Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy? Aye?
You'll find out on VG247's podcast.
Here, what's the best game where you swing from a rope? And what's the best game where you battle the Pope?
Assassin's Creed 2.
Like I said, you will find out in this your podcast.
Hello and welcome to VG247's Best Games Ever podcast. It's Christmas, so for this episode, we're trying to find the best game featuring Santa, and I've left it up to everyone involved to interpret that how they wish. It could just be a guy with a beard. I'd accept it at this point. I mean, we need to get this done, so I'm not going to argue too much. So in a way, I'm a little bit like Santa today because I've got a beard and I'm bringing you the gift of Tom Ori. How you doing, Tom?
All right, I've got my Christmas hat on.
Yeah, and in a way, you're kind of like Santa, because you're sort of responsible for, like, my annual appraisal.
Mm. Yeah.
And you're bringing the gift of...
joy?
Yeah.
Probably. I just want to say, before we start, to the five people that message me every year...
yeah.
...for the last 7 years...
yeah.
Get Burns on. Get Miller on. Right, it's happened, so you can stop.
Yeah, here they are. How you doing, guys? This is a turn up, isn't it? This is like old times.
That's my favorite intro ever. That is, listen, I did it, all right, shut up.
Stop fucking asking. I haven't said this to Burns because who's in a bit of a timeout at the moment, so we have to mute him until he's ready to talk, which is probably the best way to treat Burns, to be honest. So it's where, like, at least once a week we get somebody going, get Burns on next week. I'm like, fuck it, no. He's got stuff to do, usually, allegedly.
Not on this day, yeah. Not today.
Oh, you're just staying silent?
Well, to whoever that person may be, thank you very much for consistently annoying people about me, which is my entire reason for being. I reckon when I die, on the back of my gravestone, it just say, fuck you. I think.
On the
I
back.
Think that'll be fine.
It's like a dad's t-shirt.
Of course it won't be, because I'll just be burnt in a bin, as I've said many times before. Let's just get down to it. But, I've been speaking with some of my friends. Don't speak about this a lot. It's not weird or anything. About, like, Wi-Fi enabled gravestones. Right? Hopefully you don't have to spend a lot of time at gravestones, but, you know, as a gravestone enthusiast myself, you're there, and sometimes the Wi-Fi, the 4G, 5G is not very good. And I just think it would be a better experience for everyone if you could just be on Twitter whilst, being there. And I think for the ads, we'll get Glenn Campbell in. Well, I mean, you know. And to the tune of Rhinestone Cowboy, like, at the Wi-Fi gravestone, and then various other things. But these are things that I think about on a daily basis. So cut as much of this as well.
Put yourself back on mute, for fuck's sake. Right. That's why we muted him in the first place. Right, okay. So, we better get into it, otherwise we'll be here all day. How long, remember the Video Gamer podcast? How long did that used to run for? Like fucking 2 hours or something?
2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah, of us all locked in a tiny room in Croydon.
Some people send me clips of that these days. I'm like, man, we need to bury this. Some of the things that we used to talk about, it's like, ain't gonna fly. Ain't gonna fly anymore.
Yeah, in a way, it's a good thing that the current owners fucking nuked it.
Yeah. Yeah, Mother Hubbard. Unbelievable.
The kid did us a favor in so many ways. All right, okay. Right. Tom has requested to go first because he always does.
I just want to make sure that, because I'm guessing, I don't know, that neither of you have listened to this podcast before. I'm just guessing you're not avid listeners.
If they did, the view count would tick up quite significantly. <We'd have noticed. laughs>
You've never retweeted it, so I mean...
You never asked. Oh, yeah, ask me. I'll retweet anything. I don't care.
All right, Tom, what have you got? What's your best game featuring Santa?
Just want to say before we start, this is a bit like boy band reunion, isn't it? 10 years later. It's like
when Take That came back and did that fucking...
One of them's gone off and, like, got himself a proper, like, career. He's fit. One of them's... don't know, Jim, what you are, but you're something.
Right.
Burns has spent all his money. He's just spent it all. No. He's in the house, but there's nothing there. And I just, like, left. I left the limelight.
Yeah, I spent it all on Alien 3 posters, which are very classily covering up the signed sketch from Heindel or whatever, which I found in one of my other houses before we took it to the charity shop. So these things happen.
Put it next to the Picasso, right?
I wish that wasn't true.
Tom.
Yeah, right.
You've got a game for us.
I've got a little story first.
Oh, fucking hell. Right.
All right, so... You know, Chris Pratt was meant to be on this.
I told you not to mention that in front of Burns.
I'm eating. Is that... Oh, is he going to not be in... Oh, sorry. But I'm meeting him for Christmas dinner tonight. So he's not that ill, right? He's going out.
Yeah, he's just a coward.
So I've had to... I forgot to get a Christmas present.
Yeah.
I'm meeting him and Wes from Eurogamer, ex-Eurogamer. And I thought, I've got to get them something Christmas. So I thought, right, pop into a supermarket on the way back from the school run, buy one, get one free on Terry's Chocolate Orange, which is a bit of a bargain.
yeah.
So that's two presents for £1.49. I was walking past the pastries, right? This happened this morning. I couldn't believe it. So I was just looking at, like, the almond croissants, which are quite nice there. And then in the corner of my eye, I saw something, and then I heard... a lady, sort of, I don't know, 40 odd years old possibly, saying, "Do the poo." Do the poo. I was like, what is going on? I turned somewhat alarmed and there was a small child sat on a potty inches from the pastries, which, if you know, I won't name the supermarket, but it's one of these ones where it's self-serve, quite open, right? And there's this child pants down on a potty, presumably doing a poo. I wasn't looking to see what was coming out. And yeah, I was like, what is it? I looked around. Was anyone else noticing this? Was it a vision? No, it was actually happening. Everyone just ignored it. I thought better of it. I didn't buy the almond croissant because of those reasons. I just bought the chocolate orange. But anyway, my pick for best game is Santa is Bully.
Right, okay.
Shall I elaborate?
That's Wait, it.
Was that it?
Done.
Is there a Santa in Bully? I can't
there
remember.
Is.
It's
there
the homeless
is.
Person, right? The,
yeah, right. So basically, oh, basically yeah. He's like, yeah, he's like, you do little tasks for him, right? I can't remember all of them, but one of them is like, go and trash another actual Santa setup. I don't know, like, house, grotto, whatever, and one of them is you make your own little grotto in like a side alley somewhere,
yeah,
that this guy is the Santa for. That's all I can remember about it, really. But I was trying to think of actual games that are good with Santa in that aren't just like, oh, the character has like a, like Mario in a Santa outfit. That doesn't count, does it, if anyone's picked that?
Has that ever happened?
What, Mario in a Santa hat?
Yeah,
I think probably Mario Odyssey's got a Santa outfit, probably.
I don't know. I don't remember this.
But yeah, I think that's a good choice because A, it's a good game.
Yeah.
B, like, it's a very memorable, it's not like a major character or anything, but it's a very memorable bit. I remembered it. I didn't have to Google this.
Yeah.
Like, best Santa games or whatever. That's it. Yeah, that's my argument.
They absolutely smashed it. I just typed in Super Mario Santa Claus. And yeah, in Super Mario Odyssey, there's a Santa suit.
Fucking hell.
I haven't played it yet. Amazing.
That's well remembered. Is it because your son's played about 700 hours of it?
Yeah, he's finished it three times.
Amazing. Love
he
it.
He spends all his time in the shop. He just loves shops and games.
Well, he may as well. That's the future of games, so he may as well get used to it now.
Just put a shop in a game and he will buy it and spend hundreds of hours in a shop buying whatever nonsense they sell in it.
Like, it's better than defecating in shops, isn't it? Some more.
He doesn't do
almond croissants.
Just for context, right? He tells that story in every episode, and I think it's the 17th time he's told that exact story. Just so
That's
you know
rude,
why
it, hasn't it?
I wasn't. No, well, I might cut this bit out, but I just want. Like, I want I just want Miller and Burns to know that I'm not demented, and when I was cracking up, it's because of the joke repetition, not because it is in and of itself a funny story.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
It's a lot of fun being in this mental illness self-help group. But I've got to say, on the bully front, it's just reminded me of what Tossers would call, you know, the world building. But the world in that game is absolutely amazing. I still remember it's at the pirate ship. And you're like, it's a game where you point yourself in a direction and just go, and you'll find something, and you'll find exactly the thing that you're probably looking for. In that real childlike, and also you can get a moped and just battle people once you go. So it's you know, where's that sequel that they were working on and then went at the last minute? Now it doesn't exist. The composer said it did.
They're too interested in doing like mature narratives about Bonnie and Clyde couples and having tuberculosis now.
It's like, hey, listen, no. Red Dead 2 is close to a Burns 10, mate. It might actually be, which pretty much puts it as the best game ever made, so fair play to them.
Yeah, true. Fair play. Don't get many Burns 10s.
My favourite game of all time is in the Burns 10. Pick that out.
Is that because it's Kane and Lynch 2 dog games and it's fucking shite?
Honestly.
It's fucking genuinely.
I still get that. Still get messages. Does Burns still love Kane and Lynch 2? I'm like, I don't know, ask him. Why asking me?
Okay, on that note, now, seeing as he's now fired up, Burns, what is your best game with a Santa in it?
So this question seems slightly different to the one that I was briefed on, like it's politics live, fucking. we'll just go with the answer that I was going to give, which was the best Santa in games, or the person who best represents Santa, is Revolver Ocelot.
Now I'll show you why they call me Revolver.
Right, Santa obviously has got something that the governments of this world need, right? And he's always popping up. Where does Santa live? He lives in Lapland, in the Arctic Circle, more than most Finland. Pretty strategically important, that. And he's got fast and light travel. And no one ever seems to have a problem with Santa, do they? He just pops up and he arbitrarily decides who's been good or not. Not the Justice Department. That's Revolver Ocelot. He just turns up throughout history and you're like, yep, no worries, yep. Hi, gun Santa. Thanks for nanotechnology and all that. I think it's absolutely perfect, to be honest.
Specific Metal Gear Solid game are you going to submit?
Okay, well, given Santa, for a lot of people, turns up very infrequently and disappoints quite a lot of people, I'm going to say Metal Gear Solid 2. Because you're always like, man, when Santa turns up or Revolver Russell turns up, this is going to get good, and then he hasn't got your fucking bike or whatever, or
yeah,
it is some shite about having two hearts or hearts being on the other side and people can't die, and you just think, this is worse than when I didn't get Mortal Kombat 2 for Christmas that year. That was absolutely devastating. And someone I knew who lived over the road from me got it, but I wasn't good enough friends to be allowed around to play it, and I actually thought, this is how people kill their families, isn't it?
Yep. Number one reason, 100%. I still like Metal Gear Solid 2. I still like it. I like the fact that Kojima just pissed off his entire fan base.
I do love that about it. I love the idea that in the beginning he wanted to call it Metal Gear Solid 3.
Fucking George Lucas.
I don't think design decision wise making a bunch of hexagons in the sea, just be very good.
I mean, that's probably one of the best pictures we've ever had, to be honest. I mean, most of our pictures are Connor talking about some quasi porn game he's found on Steam that morning.
Yeah. I was just a bit surprised that Tony Blair wasn't rolled into that story somehow.
It's coming.
He's neoliberal Santa, isn't it?
It's that Sir Tony Blair to you now, actually. And don't worry. You know, he's still noodling around in the back there. We'll work out later.
Maybe he is Revolver Ocelot. I mean, that would fit as well, right? He's got a foundation.
Yes, yeah.
Basically got a fucking international clandestine sort of fund that does stuff and nobody's quite sure what it is.
Exactly. You've leveled the entire universe. It'd be like being a building supplies company or a builder whose main thing is driving JCBs into people's houses for no reason and giving them a great deal on rebuilding it, but then fucking that up as well.
Strategically located right in the center of NATO.
It's just perfect. Like with all sorts, see?
Yeah, it's perfect. Right, moving on from that, it's fucking hell, that's going to be... Are you talking about mental illness? Like, I'm feeling it now. It's seeping in. Okay, Miller, what is your... best game featuring Santa?
So I'm glad I've done what I've done now, because Tom made a reference to it and then Burns went in a completely different direction. I've gone 101 and it's Jazz Jack Rabbit 2 Holiday Hair 98, where to justify releasing a whole new Jazz Jack Rabbit, Cliffy B and Epic Games just went, well, you just put a Christmas hat on him. And they went, bingo, bam. And that's what they did. And they put snow in the levels and sometimes he's on a sleigh. That's it. That's the big turnaround for that game. But the thing is, when it comes to Jazz Jack Rabbit, everyone forgets that's a damn good platformer. Like, it's a really, really, really good video game. And it was part of the, obviously, actually, to be honest with you, here's some facts. The Holiday Hair version actually was a full release. But obviously, Jazz Jack Rabbit, the original, was a shareware game, right? It got involved in that madness. And this is a slight over-exaggeration. I'm not saying it's on the same level. But at a time where everybody was just trying to rip off Mario, essentially, like, how can we get our own version of Mario and, you know, tap into that pie? I would say, from my vantage point, no one else was as successful as Jazz Jack Rabbit. It was genuinely an enjoyable game to play. Like, it was genuinely fun. And over Christmas time, that's what you want, right? Whole point is meant to be about fun and laughter and family and coming together. So even though they just put a hat on a bunny and said, you should buy this now, it's a really good game. And it has Laurie Jackrabbit as well, which is the female version as a playable character. And she too is wearing a hat. And it has Christmas music. It's got like jingly, jangly, jangly music and stuff. I don't think that Jazz Jackrabbit gets the love and respect that it deserves in terms of proving that you could kind of do what Mario was doing. Not to the same level, let's not pretend otherwise, but actually use all that to create something cool. I like it. I still like those games. I still think they're fun, but it is when you look it up, it is ridiculous. When you look at screenshots, you're like, well, they just put a hat on a bunny. It's like, yeah, what are you gonna do? Nothing. And he has a rocket launcher too, and that just makes Santa better. I did have another one, don't forget as well, in the forgotten classic Clay Fighter 63 and a third. They, for some no reason whatsoever, have a version of Santa in it, known as Sumo Santa. That game is shit. That game is absolute shite. And for some reason, they just did that.
Clayfire is shockingly bad, isn't it?
They spent so much money on it, too.
It's interesting on the Jazz Jackrabbit front, which is not a phrase I thought I'd ever say, was it smooth scrolling on PC games? And, you know, it was very difficult to do it back in the day. So,
yeah.
But you always used to have, like, when you were a kid, if you were, you know, a real person, you might have a Mega Drive or a SNES or whatever. And then, look, I love the Amiga. There's always some fucking guy going, yeah, but what about Zool or any of these? It's like body blows. It's like you get people just, like, actually saying in a fit of proper dementia that body blows is better than Street Fighter 2.
That's insane.
You'd have to say, well, like,
that is mad chat, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey,
speaking of PC platformers, right?
Right.
Listen. Duke Nukem 1. The remastered version on the Evercade.
What if you just put that up there?
Because it happened to be next to me, and we're talking about good PC platformers. Mm. And this version has proper scrolling and everything. It's like, it's the definitive version of the PC's greatest black platformer, depending on whether or not you prefer Jazz Jackrabbit.
Full disclosure that we did the ad for that, didn't we?
Yeah.
So,
officially corrupt. Yeah.
So, you know, just getting your nail, just
corruption. Corruption reigns supreme.
Standards and practices, boys. Dr. Harvey Schiller will be on you in a second.
Also, just to underline, I was cosplaying as Duke Nukem. Right? That's the official line. I wasn't actually Duke Nukem.
Yeah, well, yes, actually, that was a very important thing. We gave you CGI hair. It ruled.
People thought it was a real wig. They thought it was a real wig.
Ask Miller, is Jazz Jackrabbit the closest you could get to Gears of War? Is that why you've picked it?
That, right, not kidding. When you play it, you can see that there are is a thread going through it. Like the, yeah. the obviously you know the, there's a lot of gunplay in Jazz Jack Rabbit, and yeah, you can. It's not really third person, obviously, because it's a 2D platformer. But no, there is similarities. But yeah, I mean, that's just how my brain works. When you asked me the question, for some reason, I thought, right, is there any Christmas in Gears? And I was like, no. And I was like, oh wait, but there is Christmas in. Honestly, and there's the next one that came to my brain, and that's when I messaged you, didn't I? Saying, can it be about a bunny in a Christmas hat? You said, yeah, that sounds fine. So I was like, boom, there it is. Man, listen, I need a new Gears of War game, and I need a proper new Gears of War game, because the last one was indifferent.
Yeah, and well, the one, at least it was better than Gears 4, because that was just...
Yeah, Gears like, 4 is a strange, Gears it's a strange horrid. Entity. Yeah, it's well, it was the first one, new team and everything, wasn't it? And I don't really think they knew entirely what to do. I don't know, I think they've gone quiet on that series for a reason, and hopefully it's because they're actually going to come back with something new and fresh and different. Still the best, though. Still number one.
I didn't dislike Gears 5, but it is very much like...
This, can we move on? This is not what this podcast is about, is it?
What are we moving on to?
It's the jingle next, isn't it, Jim?
Right, you know, thanks Dave Ballmer for making that. Right, you know how when you first listen to something like that, where it might be an intro sequence or whatever, it feels really long, but then every time you subsequently hear it, it goes by really quickly because your brain's not really parsing it because you've heard it that many times. That gets longer every time I hear it. Like at this point, I feel like a year has gone past. So
that reminds me, Jim, just before you go on to the winner of now sadly nuked from YouTube gag video, which is the opening, which is Eagles Life in the Fast Lane, the opening riff of that, but then just repeat it just to see how long you'll listen to it for. And it always used to be great at, like, you know, House Party or whatever, just to stick it on and just to see how long it took people to realize that Don Henley hasn't started going on about fucking cocaine or something, you know. But yeah, anyway, the winner.
Right. Okay, I need to just say as well, I hate picking the winner, and I say this every week, I hate it because I'm like, well, I hate making decisions. And also, you can tell that by my life. And also, you pick a winner, and then everyone, you're disappointing at least two people. So there was one episode where I just gave the job of picking a winner to someone else entirely. It's been a pleasure to have you both on. It's been wonderful to have this like sort of little reunion. And,
just before you carry on, Jim, just wait a minute, all right?
Right, yeah.
Right, so you told me...
Yeah.
Best game...
Yeah.
...with Santa in it.
Yeah.
Right? How many of these games that were chosen have Santa, actually Santa, in it?
Yours? That's
nine,
it, isn't it?
Right,
yeah.
Miller's...
No, yours is a homeless guy. This is not real.
He's a Santa. You don't know what's gone on with him.
Actually, no, you're right. Sorry, Miller. You're completely right. No, yours doesn't have fucking Santa. If you're going to be that like matter of fact...
Are you saying that can't be Santa? Actually, 100% can't be.
Are we like talking celestial teapot here?
It's like you don't know what's been going on in his life. You don't. Are you friends with him? Do you know his history? Miller's is a rabbit, right? It's a rabbit in a hat.
Well, actually, I also threw in the guy from Clay Fighter, and that actually is Santa.
You can't have two games. And Burns has picked definitely not a Santa, right?
Revolver Ocelot.
Yeah. The homeless guy is not actually Santa in the same way that every mall Santa isn't actually Santa, Tom.
Ask my children if a man dressed as Santa... is Santa, and they will say yes, that is Santa.
Yeah, but They're all sick, aren't they?
Yeah, like children. I've got four, right? No shades, but like children have a baseline level of like stupidity, right? They're all a bit dumb until they get to like 15.
Mine aren't.
I'd just like to say that in terms of like who can be the real Santa, in terms of means, motive, and opportunity, my Santa, Rover Ocelot, has got a lot more in common with the so-called actual Santa who works for the governments of this world doing the means of production and doesn't pay anyone. I think that's pretty Santa, isn't it?
Right, I've got to say, right, Tom fucking spoiled my flow once again, as he always does. But I was going to say, Miller, I love it. It's a bunny in a hat. And I like where you were going. And I like the fact that you got there via Gears of War, which is exactly what we wanted and expected from you. I was expecting there to be some kind of like, oh yeah, this was on this was a demo disc or something, and Marcus Fenix is in the Santa outfit, or you know. But you got there, and it's great. Tom, it's a homeless guy, and it's not Santa. It's like
No,
it's a home. We've been over it. It's a homeless guy.
I can see where this
and
is
it's
going.
Also,
right?
Do you know what? It's actually problematic as well, because it's because Rockstar. This was before Rockstar's sort of mature period, and back then they were just taking the piss out of homeless people. They weren't even doing any harrowing narratives about how they're actually real. So
I didn't say I enjoy their portrayal of Santa.
Yeah, but by picking it, you're sort of getting behind it, isn't it? I've got to say, for me, Burns has won it because he just fucking explained 2 seconds ago. Means, motive, and opportunity. It's if Santa was real, you know, this is obviously Revolver Ocelot is tracked by NORAD, right?
Exactly. I think they're all good examples, to be honest. I'm going to be magnanimous about it. But the simple fact is, that Santa is this sort of paramilitary force, but instead of delivering nuclear weapons, he delivers shit bits of plastic. And, you know, this character definition is the same. So it turns up everywhere. No one knows how he gets there. Has his own base, which is situated in another sovereign nation, but no one's worried about it.
And, you know, the strength of yours, Miller, is that it's a rabbit in a hat, but its weakness is also that it's a rabbit in a hat.
That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it, you see? It goes all the way.
And Tom's, yours falls down because you're trying to say that this homeless guy is actually Santa, but that can only happen if like Santa was fucking U-treed out of the elf sanctuary.
I can't believe I've lost again, even though I was the only one that picked an actual Santa.
I think the problem with your Santa, Tom, is if we go with that as the one and only Santa, it means no one's getting any presents this year. He hasn't got he hasn't got any transport. He doesn't have the means of service. So it's just going to be sadness all around. And we know the bunny's going to do a good job.
Yeah, the bunny can at least like run quite fast.
It's got a flamethrower and a bazooka.
All right, okay, we better wrap it up there because these are busy people. It's not like the video gamer days when we weren't. Like in me and Burns turning up for work at 11 a.m.
You do that now. I've got to do a little serious work thing. So we've got a user survey on the website, right?
Right.
So if you go to vg247.com,
yeah,
at the top of the website, there's a little link that says user survey. Click it and do that. That's all right. It. That's the little bit of work stuff we've got. This is all work, obviously.
You hyped that up quite a lot to me. You're like, we've got to do this special bit to promote something on the website.
Basically, if you listen to this podcast, Miller can take it away and make it a bit more exciting. Okay. I'm going to do a little announcement about the user survey.
What, you just want me to sell a user survey?
Yeah.
Where is it located?
On the website.
Or the VG247?
The top of the website, there's a little button.
So if I go to VG247.com right now, I'm going to find an amazing little button at the top of the page and I click it and I get to give you my thoughts and feelings about your website and what you do on a day-to-day basis. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
I'm pretty pumped about it. I'm pretty excited.
There's no prizes or anything, no winners, nothing to win.
Devastated.
You just get to tell us about what games you play and stuff.
You see, this is why Miller's a professional. Because he got me excited for it then. And then you were like, oh, just to be clear, it is like, you don't win anything.
I'm very used to, like, I worry a lot about overhyping stuff, particularly with my kids. So I'm like, this is going to happen, but maybe it might not. Like, we're going to see Santa tomorrow, right? The real Santa we're going to see in a garden center.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if he's not there because he's ill for any reason,
yeah, or homeless.
Don't worry. It's not, it will happen, but I'm always like, this awful thing could happen as well. So be prepared.
His kids are like, you're just bringing your kids up with the same sort of like the level of jadedness that you hadn't attained until you were 27.
They're
going to
be preppers, aren't they? They're going to have a whole bunker full of water and beans or something.
As they should be prepared, isn't it? Especially if Santa and his Volkswagen and Tiguan gets into a smash on the way to the garden center. You don't come back from those things. You just don't.
I'd like to point out as well, I have loaded up the Uva survey, and it is exactly what I hoped it would be.
That's a really good endorsement. We're going to clip that, put it on TikTok.
Please do.
Burns, would you like to do a pitch for the VG 24/7 user survey while we're at it?
Sure thing. So if you go onto the website and click the button, what you can do is you can furnish us with your input and labor for free. We will then use that to try and generate loads more profit.
It kind of sounds like Santa.
I mean, the upside is, yeah, be good. Good.
It won't take very long. All right. Okay. Let's leave it there. Thank you so much for coming. Miller, I was saying like to Alice earlier that Miller and Burns sounds like quite a lot of things. It sounds like a brand of hand soap. It sounds like a coffee roasting company. It sounds like an ITV detective drama. It could be so. The two words go together so well. And they did for a very long time, and it was a beautiful thing. And I'm very, very pleased to have been a part of it.
So emotional, that, Jim.
I'm just being sincere. Because it's, you
know, don't do that.
It's Christmas, isn't it?
Next not year. In this household, is it, mate? There's no Christmas fucking shenanigans here.
Next year is a decade, right? Since Piss Morning. That's right, right? 2014?
Yeah.
Decade. Decade of destruction.
You could do anything in the box. you could just go, yeah.
Hello and welcome once again to Video Gamers Weekly Show, coming to you once a fortnight from Video Gamer HQ. We've got lots of stuff coming up for you today. Tell people what it is, Burns.
Well, firstly, we've got the Miller Report. This went down a storm last time, and this time it's going to be even stormier.
1080p. It's not just a number, it's the most important number in games today. But some games spit in the face of numbers only running at 900p and yet still cost the same amount of money as their betters. So today we're asking the £55 question. Should retailers be allowed to charge full price for games that aren't even full HD?
We're going to do a special third episode of Piss Morning. Honestly, remember when we only did it twice?
I tell you, right, in 2024, we got the last season ever of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And Larry David and Seinfeld have said they're doing something with the Seinfeld ending. They're going to bookend it with something. So I think we should all get together and do the last ever proper episode of, Piss Morning, The Miller Report, whatever. What else do we do? Two idiots. Whatever. Just take it and just put it all into one thing.
We'll have to publish it on fucking Vimeo because the YouTube channel is not there anymore.
Yeah, we'll put it behind a paywall. That'd be the ultimate diss. You got to pay for it.
700 quid.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I am actually genuinely up for that.
I would be too. So, I think it'd be fun.
You know, no pressure to commit, Burns, but like me and Miller have basically just said it's happening.
We should do it like the Friends reunion. But work it.
Yeah. No,
as long as it's before September 6th, because I'll be dead after then. So, you know, you've got to get everything
in. It's a fair point.
You know, you've got to get everything in. You know, this has been the plan for a while. So, you know, just make sure that you kind of front load most of it. But yeah, happy to join. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
We'll do it on September 5th.
On click sign it's at midnight.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, everyone. Take care. Thanks for listening. And please give us a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. Not that we ever deserve it, but it really helps with the algorithm. Leave a comment, like, and subscribe on YouTube. And have a nice holiday. Have a nice Christmas. And whatever you celebrate, or in Burns' case, whatever you don't celebrate.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, happy Hanukkah. I was saying to Tom the other day, it'd be great for VG247 to do a Christmas special with like a guy who doesn't celebrate Christmas and a Jewish guy. It's classic.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Absolutely. What's going on? I don't get it.
Thanks very much, everyone. Bye.
Piss on my BAFTA. Imagine that. Well, Piss Morning did go to the BAFTAs last weekend. Here's our special report.
And the BAFTA goes to Destiny.
Destiny? What a load of shit.